Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a mall Santa Claus who thinks he's got jokes. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, Pip has a game of international travel and intrigue. We give our take on decorating in the holidays. Santa Claus makes a joke that just doesn't fly. And we'll answer a question from a fan regards to cybersecurity. But first, it's not really a show without our president-elect in the news. In the news, because he can't help himself. So I don't know if I'm sure you guys are all aware. Green Party presidential nominee Jill Stein, or some people call the people that took about several thousand votes away from Hillary,
yes,
is pushing for a vote.
Did you say several thousand?
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Because yeah, you're looking at the whole country. You know, not a county or a state. The whole country. Who took several thousand.
Like, I probably could have done.
Right, yes.
I could have done half as good as Jill
Stein.
Yes,
right, yes, yes.
Just by showing up at a few districts. Yes. Hey, I'm Davin. I got a radio show.
Yes.
And I tell awful jokes. Vote for me.
Yes.
Yes.
And people go, well, he tells it like it is.
Yeah.
He was honest. I've heard some of the material. He says inappropriate things. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I like this.
That works for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could have had as much impact almost as Jill Stein. But she shall not go quietly into thy good night.
No.
No, she shall not. So, did we talk about it where the scientists, I don't know if we talked about it, where the scientists came out with this thing that there were certain certain voting variances that didn't make sense between the electric ballots and the paper ballots in Wisconsin.
I don't remember us discussing it.
No,
here,
I think
no.
I put it on Facebook where all the good stuff happens. Yeah, so the scientists, they found these variances. J. A. Alex Halderman, a University of Michigan professor in that group, explained his reasoning. He said there were certain issues in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ohio that may not change the election.
Right.
But some things didn't add up. He said, I believe the most likely explanation is that the polls showing Clinton winning those three states were systematically wrong, you think, rather than that the election was hacked. But I don't believe that either one of these seemingly unlikely explanations is overwhelmingly more likely than the other. The only way to know whether a cyber attack changed the result is to closely examine the available physical evidence, paper ballots and voting equipment in critical states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, nobody is ever going to examine that evidence unless candidates in those states act now. Be dialing people. And the next several days to petition for recounts. And Jill Stein's like, hey, I'm kind of more irrelevant than I was a couple of weeks ago. I got some time on my hand. And let me do a little fundraising while we're at it. So she has raised over $6 million worth of GoFundMe. Think
wow.
about that. Think about that next time we're trying to save up for a CD that we want because we're old and we still buy them.
Yes, really.
So Wisconsin is going to do the recount.
Wow. Yeah.
Pennsylvania is next on the list. It looks like they will probably do it. Hillary Clinton has not really jumped on board, but they said if this is going to happen, we're going to have our lawyers there.
I was under the understanding that they were.
They're saying if it's going to happen, we're going to have our campaign lawyers there. And I would be shocked if Donald Trump didn't have his campaign lawyers there. Because if it's going to happen, you want your representation there.
Right.
It just makes sense.
I mean, but it looks particularly bad for Hillary's side because she was so afraid that what they were hearing is that Trump's supporters and Trump's campaign themselves were going to have a big problem with the election results.
But she's conceded.
She won.
She's conceded. She's not out there saying, hey, I'm going to be president with these three states. She's hiking in the woods.
Right.
It's not like if Donald Trump was in the same situation where, you know, Twitter would blow up and he'd be out in front. She's doing her own thing.
Right.
But if this is going to happen, we'll mm-hmm. represent. And of course, you know, Trump, who said, I don't know if I'm going to represent, if I'm going to accept the results, is all aghast that somebody's not accepting the results. And then he went on a tweet storm, because that's what you do. Let's see. Well, first of all, Trump himself found out that voting illegally is difficult, as he illustrated in a 2004 video. Like, he tried to register in three different places, vote in three different places, and he wasn't on the rolls.
Oh,
so that video's out there showing how hard it is to vote illegally.
Yes.
But Trump says, you know what? I would have won the popular election if it wasn't for the millions of people that voted illegally. Really, Donald? First of all, no evidence of that. But if there are millions of people that voted illegally, you know what, Donald? I think we need to look at the whole damn country again. Because if this is going on, we need to figure out what's going on. Because we know of at least three cases, which is not millions, of Trump supporters who tried to vote and are now being prosecuted because they were trying to vote illegally.
Really?
But, yes. So instead of Donald Trump, you know, just ignoring it, because you can go, if they ask about it, go, they can do that. I'm preparing to be president. Mm-hmm. My hands are full right now. That's what you do.
You would think.
Because it's not a story. Because nobody out there thinks that this recount. I mean, he won Pennsylvania by almost over close to 70,000 votes. Mm-hmm. Unless they find all these ballots in a buried landfill somewhere next to Hoffa in Jersey, nothing's really going to change. So you could just go on with your business of being Donald Trump and not really pay attention to it.
Right.
But no. Donald being Donald makes up facts and then raises the thing. They go, well, maybe we should look. Maybe we need to look at everything now.
He just needs to jump in.
Joe?
The guy, it's.
I'm watching the Trump whisper.
We got to sort through everything here, okay?
But there's nothing to sort.
Well, there is and there's not, okay? Hear me out, please. Basically, because voter fraud was alluded to,
mm-hmm.
okay, there's no proof, but it was alluded to. It was alluded to.
Not of millions of people. Millions of illegal people who voted for Hillary. That's why he lost the popular vote by over 2 million and counting. He just makes stuff up. It's almost like he's a celebrity and there's no repercussions. Except, wait, he's going to be the next president.
He's got to relax on a tweet.
He's not going to. That's what I try to tell you. We were talking about this before the show. You've created it. God bless you.
Believe
me. He ain't changing, buddy.
He ain't changing. He's got to change.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't today. He didn't today.
He's not the president yet. And basically,
he's kind of putting together a cabinet, Joe.
I understand that. Okay?
I know you do. I'm not sure he does.
But what I'm saying is there was allusion to there was voter fraud. He should have just kept on the down low, you know, while mm-hmm. this was going on.
Should have left it alone.
I think because Donald Trump has raised this issue, let's open it all up. Let's just recount the whole damn country, because our president-elect, it thinks that, well, and if he has this evidence, which he's not shown, but he doesn't really like to do that. As Democrats, Republicans, we all want to know.
Yeah, but
because if she got millions of illegal votes, I want to know that.
But you're also taking off the emphasis, which has been prevalent, that the Clinton campaign is jumping on this. And the Clinton campaign was also the one that, when she stated when she was running, that how could you contest contest the election? I wouldn't do that. How could you the process?
No. If
and
it was
she's
decisive,
exactly doing
if
that.
It was decisive. But you got to remember, she's winning and still counting by over 2 million in the popular. That was not exactly a decisive victory, mm-hmm. and they're right. still counting. Right. In some of these states.
Right.
Listen, and like I said, she's not out there campaigning. You don't see her on the news saying, we have to do this. She's doing her own thing. Let Jill Stein do this.
The Clinton camp is pretty much prevalent in this now.
Not really.
Yes, they
are. When have you seen Hillary out there?
In the statements by the Clinton camp.
They're going to have a lawyer there.
They're saying more than that. They're looking into. They didn't have to go. They're jumping into this along with it. They're standing behind this now.
Why wouldn't you?
Because if you were stating during the election that you wouldn't be doing something like this,
if it was cut and dry. And also Donald stated that if he would have to wait to see. So he might be raising hell. So if one's a hypocrite, the other one's a hypocrite.
But they're both hypocrites.
All right, well,
on
that's
this.
What we got.
Yeah,
that's
what,
if what I would take away from this.
They both stink, which is what I've been saying for a year and a half.
But wait,
they both are absolutely terrible. I hate them both. Why won't they go away?
Because either party didn't bring up a better candidate, stupid.
No, they did, but stupids voted for these two nitwits.
Yeah,
if they didn't seem phony or if they didn't seem socialist, maybe that wouldn't have been a problem. You know, I'm telling you, both camps. You know, well, what do you mean? Well, you know, Bernie was more of a socialist than the other camp.
Listen,
these guys were not genuine.
Trump lies over 75% of the time. If anybody's not genuine,
really,
and we just see it with these tweets. These aren't facts. Whatever. We're screwed. Good luck, America. I was just watching Joe. He was having a, he was having, and I don't know what Joe was having. He was giving me direct. I know the time, Joe. Thank you. I was going to make another point, but now I'm just going to hold.
No, come on.
No, all right. Don't go anywhere. Pip's got a game. We're back. You're listening to The Den. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Pip developed a game involving travel and danger, I guess?
Well, yeah. I was reading an article by a Canadian Travel Advice and Advisory Board. And so they were showing which countries have travel precautions for Canadians. And so it's pretty much almost exactly the same as the U.S. travel advisories.
Right.
But I they had a big list of them. And I was interested in seeing all the different things that were on the list and what made some place be listed as a dangerous place for people to travel to.
Okay.
And so they had different categories of what you could travel to or what you should not travel to.
In Mexico, it's the ghost pepper. That's the biggest thing here.
Yeah, don't go near those habaneros. But I numbered them 1 through 4. And number one is just going any old nice place. Exercise normal security precautions. So if you go any place, if you go to Italy, you know that in certain places there are pickpockets. So, you know, you watch your stuff.
And if you're lactose intolerant, it's a very dangerous vacation.
What? Why?
They cook with a lot of cheese.
Okay. So bizarre.
Not if you're lactose intolerant.
Well, see, you know what? That's why it's only number one.
No,
there aren't even travel advisories for a lot of places. There's no travel advisory for Australia.
Why don't you just give away the game now? These are all countries you could have used to throw us off.
No. I'm not. No, I'm only using the ones that are on the list in the game.
You don't know how to do this at all.
No, and then the second is exercise a high degree of caution. So, you know, just be more cautious than you would even if you're going to a nice, friendly country. Then there is another level, avoid non-essential travel.
All right.
They're basically saying, are you sure you want to go there? And then there's number four, avoid all travel. Are you crazy? Why would you go there?
Can we just do dangerous or not dangerous? Can we just do that?
Yeah, there's
like
dangerous
if it's
or
one
not
and the others are two through four.
Yeah,
Can we just do that?
Well, we're not even talking about the ones. We're talking about the 2 through 4s.
So we got to guess what grade it is?
No. That.
How do you play the game?
Because
I'll tell you what, this basement's getting dangerous for you.
How you play the game is now. These are the things that you have to keep in mind because these are the reasons why something would be considered a dangerous place to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Diseases.
Okay.
Interpersonal violence. So, like, you know, if
supposed to being attacked by a droid.
Well, yeah, you know, if there are mobs out in the street and, you know, they go after you or something. Or,
is that
you know,
a thing?
It happens in some countries, yes.
Kay.
Like, there are places that women can't travel safely because they'll be attacked.
And that's where men should vacation.
There are forces of nature. Like, are there volcanoes that are going to erupt? Collective
happens
violence.
Happens all the time, sure.
Which is another.
How many times you just mind your own business and a volcano goes off out of nowhere?
And you just walk in and you're like, lava.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a little further.
Lava.
Oops.
How did this lava get here?
Leaving lava about.
Then there is collective violence, otherwise war.
What?
Collective violence. That's a war.
Sounds like a hobby.
It's
collective violence. Get that's not a good name for a thrash band.
Get all six
it
sets.
It is, if anybody still listens to thrash.
Believe me, they do.
And then there's a level called legal intervention. I'm not even sure what they're talking
Man,
about.
There's a lot to
you
this.
You might get sued if you go there.
I feel like I should be writing this down.
No, well, think about it. Diseases, war, you're going to get beaten
okay.
up.
All right.
You know.
Sounds like places he goes to do comedy.
There it is.
Okay, so now.
There it is.
So now I'm going to ask each of you.
Well, are we doing
some
a punishment or not?
Well, that we were talking. We were talked about this before the show. And we never really.
Birdie bots.
Are we going to get? Are we? Do we have to have the losers eat birdie bots?
Well, I said like this: if Joe and I get it wrong, we eat a birdie bot. If we both get it correct, and on Pip, she eats a birdie bot, and she flaked before the show that she doesn't think because she's the game master that she should have to eat. And I said, no, everybody has a chance of eating.
Yeah, I don't understand why I would have to eat one because I put
because I always put myself out there in the games I did.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did. You guys just never got him. But yeah, when we did punishments, absolutely.
We don't really remember that.
I'm
okay.
better at this stuff than you.
Okay.
So, I mean, we could do without birdie bots or with birdie bots.
I think that that's going to complicate things because there's a lot of questions here.
Yeah, and the introduction took off half the segment. So great.
Okay.
Good job by you.
All right, so you guys have to.
You made this seem so uninteresting. I mean, when you pitched it to me, I was like, all right, this sounds good. Your explanation, I almost went for the blah, blah,
the
blah.
The clock's ticking, folks.
I know.
Now I'm just running out the
shut
clock.
Shut your face and shut your face. Let's play this damn game.
How do we play the game? I still don't know. Is it dangerous or not dangerous?
Okay, I'm going to ask you the questions. Which is more dangerous, Turkey or Nigeria?
I would say Turkey.
I'm going to go Nigeria.
Okay, the Davin got that one. It's Nigeria.
I got an article in front of my name. Joe, eat a birdie bot.
I don't want to eat a birdie bot.
I'm winning 1-0.
Which is more dangerous, Kuwait or Costa Rica?
Costa Rica.
I'm going to say Costa Rica.
Oh, you both get a point.
Yay.
But I got a point too, you idiots.
All right.
Which one's more dangerous, Sri Lanka or Iran?
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
You're both right. Why did you guys guess Sri Lanka?
Because Iran's like with law and order. I'm not going to go wearing a Star of David in the streets or anything like that. I'm not going to be dancing the horror in Tehran. But, you know, think if you happen to get in the country.
Yeah, your day's a number, you do that.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, listen, if you're a chick wearing a bikini, bad things are going to happen. Yeah. But
okay. So now,
look at Pip thinking she was so smart with this game.
Well, I'm surprised by your answers. But anyways, which is more dangerous, Russia or El Salvador?
El Salvador.
El Salvador.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Unless, of course, you're a Russian.
You guys are
and you go that. And you go against Putin. Then yeah. And you're a journalist.
Yeah.
Then you might want to be in El Salvador.
Yeah, really. Which is more dangerous, our favorite place, Ghana or the Philippines?
Joe?
Ghana.
Philippines.
Ghana.
Really?
Yes.
I've always had good experiences. Why is Ghana more dangerous?
Haven't you listened to our show?
I've had romance and intrigue.
Yeah, it just ranked a lot higher than
I thought maybe you had a reason behind it.
Not for all of them. They didn't have reasons
not
for all
the
of them.
Not for the one I asked. Okay,
no,
good.
No, not that one. Which is more dangerous, Chad or Iraq?
Chad's a douche.
Just because of his name, Chad.
Yeah.
Chad.
Okay.
Chad.
And what do you think?
Depends where in Iraq. I'll go Iraq. It's probably Chad. I'll go Iraq.
It's Chad.
It's probably. But you know, tell you what, I'm not. But you know what? If you're in ISIS held territory, I beg to differ.
I don't know. You want to know something? Sometimes you hear the stories of the Civil War in Chad. Sometimes you're like, maybe I'll go with ISIS. They're a little friendlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a bunch of cuddle bunnies.
Yeah. Compared to the other guys in Chad.
Again.
Kind of close.
I'm not wearing my yarmulke in Iraq.
Neither. Yeah.
When I was in Iraq with the U.S. Army, I didn't wear a yarmulke.
Yeah, with tanks
and missiles
around
you. Yarmulke.
What?
You don't normally wear a yarmulke.
That's true, too.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you're wearing a hat that has all the space covered except what a yarmulke would cover.
It's called a visor.
There you go. Okay, now, which is more dangerous, Togo or Cameroon? Yeah, he's like, well, I don't know.
Togo.
Cameroon.
Yeah!
Like I knew. Togo. Isn't that what Chile has? You have a little parking spot there. You pull up, you get some Togo.
Yeah, to go.
Yes, Pip.
Yes. Which is more dangerous, Bosnia and Herzegovina or Madagascar?
I'll go Bosnia.
I'm going to go Madagascar.
Oh, Joe got it.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you're the worst travel agent ever.
Yeah, seriously. Like, you give us these reasons, but none of the ones that we actually ask for, you don't have.
Well, you know, because there's so many different levels of do they have conflict or do they have disease?
That's what I'm asking you.
I know. They didn't list it on the list.
Stink.
All right, this is multiple choice. Which?
Because this will be smooth.
Which nation is listed as one to visit only if absolutely necessary? Haiti, Swaziland, or Pakistan?
Haiti.
Swaziland.
No points. It was Pakistan.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Which
seemed too obvious.
Which country?
Where do our cab drivers come from?
They're running away from Pakistan. Which country seems to be the most infested with Zika, according to this list? Guatemala, Dominican Republic, or Venezuela?
Dominican Republic.
Venezuela.
Nope, Guatemala. Guatemala is apparently infested, like, to a point where you should not go there.
Cross that off the list.
Okay. And now here, which country is on the absolutely do not travel list at, I'm sorry, which country on the absolutely do not travel list is not because the U.S. is currently bombing there? Somalia, Burundi, or Yemen?
Somalia.
Somalia.
Burundi. We're bombing Somalia.
Are we?
Yeah, apparently.
That was track.
We're bombing Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen, Afghanistan,
define
Syria.
Bombing. I mean, they see a clip of Joe's act. Is that bombing? I don't understand.
Not that kind of bombing.
There's casualties.
Sure, your act didn't look like Hiroshima.
Another dated reference.
Comoros is on the list. Where is Comoros?
Up your butt. Where is
Asia, Africa, Caribbean, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Africa.
It's Africa.
Yeah! Because I knew. Look at her throwing in a none of the above.
Which country with the name Guinea in it, in the title?
Italy.
Is the is the most dangerous? Guinea-Bissau, Papua New Guinea, or Equatorial Guinea?
Equatorial Guinea.
Equatorial Guinea.
Nope, Guinea-Bissau.
Yeah, stupid.
And, okay, here's the last one.
Oh, say it ain't so.
Which country is considered the most dangerous?
Wherever you are, and I am, because you're going to die.
Don't go there. Don't even think about it at all. Is it Yemen?
What was the question on the hostility? I know.
What
was the question? Let us ask the question.
Which country has the most hostility?
Okay.
This basement? That was a foot race.
Yemen, Central African Republic, Libya, or North Korea?
North Korea.
Yemen.
The Central African Republic was mentioned as the most dangerous place to go.
Why?
Because of the conflict. And Zika.
Oh, well, that's a twofer.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back. Thank you, Pip. All right, well, you'll give us the total when we come back. Yeah. Don't go anywhere. Holiday season's here. Do you feel festive?
No.
Look who I'm asking.
I know, really.
I still got to get my Santa Claus stuff together.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's because you play Santa Claus for the people who know. They, you know.
Oh, yeah. And I got to go on my Santa. I'm doing my Santa music digitally because my CDs are skipping.
So they're happy.
No.
Okay. I'll take a full flirted laugh on that one. I thought it was a really, but thanks, Joe. Take it, your generosity. So we see the decorations have been up for a while.
Yeah.
When is too soon for the Christmas decorations?
When my freaky neighbor starts doing it. Because my freaky neighbor
She's even got the African-American woman finger going.
Yeah,
oh,
really?
Yeah. No.
To the hand.
My freaky neighbor had his Christmas stuff out on Halloween.
So wait, so was it like a witch flying into a Christmas tree?
No.
There zombies attacking the manger? That'd be awesome, a zombie eating baby Jesus. Best scene ever.
No. Snowmen, tin soldiers, trees, lights, candy canes.
That's how you get egged.
That's
how you get egged.
I think people got to relax with this stuff because it draws attention to themselves. Because I guess they don't have anything better in their lives, so they look forward to putting all this stuff up so people come by. And another thing is, I love these guys that set up I like the guy that always have in the local newspaper, the guy that has the big Christmas display.
Uh-huh.
He's bringing joy and happiness to the neighborhood. I can't park my car because all these people are coming because stupid's got to have a show place.
You know who else he's bringing joy to? The electric company.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wants to be the center of attention. He's just gonna burning through money.
Yeah.
That's a little much.
No, but that's actually a really great point because you're a youngster, so you don't remember it. But during the energy crisis, we couldn't put lights out because it took too much energy.
Nixon had hit the roof.
Yeah.
Stop putting lights out. Don't put them out there.
And that's when the first shots in the war on Christmas were fired.
Yeah. I think they were. I don't care what's on your cup. I care what's on your front lawn. And there's too much crazy stuff on your front lawn way too early.
I kind of figured you as a decorator.
No, I like Christmas decorations, but not too much and not too early. Let the other holidays have their moment. It's like it's not special if you have it out there for 3 months.
Yeah. There's no decorations in my house. I never put up a tree.
Look at you. You're like the Grinch incarnate.
Well, let me tell you something. When I'm doing one of my Santa shows, and I'll be in somebody's living room, and we're singing Christmas carols, and they're taking pictures, and it's a musical moment, you know, a beautiful
You're creating
family
memories.
Moment. I'm creating memories, and I sit there, and I'm guiding the carols, and they're all holding each other, and I'm like, if you people know that I don't even put up a tree, you'd be mortified.
How medicated do you think Joe is to put on the happy face with all these kids climbing over? What type of alcohol and barbiturates are mixed together to keep Joe tame for the 5 hours
because
a day he's got to do
I'll tell you
it.
Why. Because I pick an object in front of me, and I go, on that object will be my MetLife car insurance bill in January. And I focus on that. And that's
so you put your car insurance on a woman's boobs.
No.
He said one object.
She's a uniboober. Yeah, so the other day we had the Black Friday. No racism here. We had the Black Friday. We go into the Christmas store, I guess because we have to. They don't sell just Christmas stuff there.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the Christmas tree shop.
Yeah. So they when you walk in, they hand you, it's Black Friday, they hand you the 20% off coupon. Okay.
Nice.
So then they have these Hanukkah decorations, like a little section of Hanukkah decorations.
A little section.
It's not the Hanukkah menorah store. You know, I get it. I get it. You know, listen, we're a little minority here. I get it. But they have this little pitiful Hanukkah section.
Yeah.
You know, a couple shelves. And, of course, the wife finds it because she likes to decorate.
And you're Jewish.
We'll see how long.
Funny.
I don't know if that's popular anymore. Anyway, so the door.
Oh, it was trendy?
Well, we were chosen at one point. But anyway. So they have these, like, dollar tchotchkes or $2 tchotchkes.
Yeah.
The wife likes it. The daughter likes it. The wife goes, you know, if I buy $20, if I spend $20 worth of stuff, we save $4. No. No.
That's not what it
no.
You don't spend anything. You save 20 bucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, Joe. Yes.
That's what I used to tell my mom, you know.
That's the win.
Yeah.
So we got the stupid. I look on our fireplace, and there's a Santa Claus hat, but it's like the blue and the white.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Really? We're doing that now?
Yeah.
Why don't we just put instead of a stocking, a black sock with a hole in the toe and hang them off the menorah? Why don't we do that?
Why don't you just put a big pile of coal in the middle of the living room and call it a day?
Because it's not efficient.
No, I like to decorate for Christmas. I just think that it's sickening to be in. I mean, it's hot out, and you're looking at Christmas stuff in the stores.
No, people
got to
relax with that stuff. I mean, yeah, it was like during Halloween, they were already getting the Christmas stuff ready. Calm down. I don't remember that as a kid.
No, I don't remember that either. And I don't remember being force-fed a steady diet of Christmas carols every place you go for months on end.
Stations get
crazy.
Stations get kicked off my presets when they go to the whole holiday format. I did it to 106.7 Light FM, and I did it to a station on Sirius. Do not. If I want to listen to pop crap music, I want to listen to pop crap music. I don't want to listen to pop Christmas crap music.
No, amen. I don't either.
Preach on.
That's my little
personal war on Christmas in my little car. Yeah, so you like decorating in the house?
Yes.
In the house?
No.
I agree with Joe. No. No. All right, well, we're going to keep the spirit of Christmas going with a Santa Claus story. Don't go anywhere. Well, we were getting you in the non-Christmas spirit, because really, we all came across as despicable, so nobody can say that this is not the most honest show on the radio.
Really?
But there was a, you know, maybe despicable, I'll let you guys judge it, but there was a Santa Claus who had some jokes for a little girl.
Little ha-has.
Yeah, I'm sure it worked out perfectly fine. I'm sure nothing bad happened.
No.
So we'll play that for you.
To a story you will see only on 6, a local Santa booted from the mall.
It's all because of a comment he made to a 10-year-old girl. It happened while the girl sat on his lap inside Seminole Town Center in Sanford. Eric Sandoval shows us what Santa said all new at 11.
The company that hired this Santa tells us he was greeting kids here at Seminole Town Center. He told one little girl that he was making his list, but it was who was on the naughty list that got him in trouble. The girl's mother told management it happened last night as her 10-year-old daughter visited Santa here in the center of the mall. She posted what happened next on Facebook. She said she tells Santa what she wants, and then he tells her she's on the nice list. He then says that there's only one name on the naughty list. Can you guess who? My daughter says who? And he says Hillary Clinton, and then started laughing. The mother said she called mall management, who called the company that hired the Santa. News 6 found out it was the NOR Programs Corporation based in Denver. We called them today and found out the Santa with the strong opinions on Hillary Clinton was taken off the mall floor. A spokesperson told us the man meant it as a joke, but after the little girl's mother called, they removed him. They issued an official apology to the family, and the Santa in question is now going through counseling and human resources. We also found out they're still deciding whether or not he's even going to return to the mall this season. Tonight, we found another Santa waving to everyone who passed by, waiting for someone to tell him what they wanted for Christmas. I talked with a spokesperson here at Seminole Town Center, and she told me that when this issue came up, they moved pretty quickly to resolve it. She said she didn't want any child upset over politics, especially from Santa.
We're in Santa. All right, so there you have it. I don't know. Was Santa wrong, or was this an overreaction?
I think both. I think he was wrong, but this is really an overreaction.
No, I don't think it's an overreaction. I think it's...
Counseling?
All right, counseling. I have questions about the counseling.
All right, look.
I have questions about what that is like.
Here's the deal from somebody that actually goes out.
I believe you're Santa Claus' third cousin.
Yes, that actually goes out, you know, and portrays Santa. He was wrong. You don't leave the comments. You leave that comments like that totally out of it.
Yes.
You've never muttered something under your breath, something that you thought was funny but might get you in trouble?
All the time, but I do it under my breath. The only time I'll goof around, you know, kind of goof around and go off script is like if the football game's on in the background, something like
right.
that. And I'll make a joke about the Jets or something like that with one of the guys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when it comes
not to the kids though.
No. There is a thing where there is you're entrusted to portray this character.
And by entrusted we mean slightly above minimum wage.
you're entrusted to portray this character, and it sounds kind of corny, but when you're actually doing Santa Claus, you have a duty, I think it's called, to...
The Santa Creed.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah,
to portray the character.
It's like the Hippocratic Oath.
Let me tell you something.
A beloved character.
Right. When I did my gig a couple of times last season, I couldn't figure out where I parked the car. And I walk.
You mean the sleigh?
Yeah, the sleigh.
Yes.
And I'm walking block by block in character as Santa Claus, not as me. And you know what I'm like walking down the street. But
right.
you portray because you don't know if a kid is going to see you.
Right.
You don't know. And people come up with their kids, you know, oh, can we take a picture? And I'm trying to get out. Of course we can.
Yes.
You have to portray a character. You can't. Any of your traits. You can't do. This guy was wrong. The counseling, everybody's got to relax.
Yeah.
What's that look like? What's that like? Stop leering at the reindeer and groping the elves? I mean, what is Santa Claus counseling, Joe?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think the HR counseling is a little much. Remove him from the situation.
Yes.
Bring him back in the spring. He could try the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Even without no, just fire
humor,
the guy, you know?
Yeah. Just saying,
you know,
what's this guy thinking now?
You know,
people
it was
say
a
stupid
thing.
Things. You know, people say stupid things. You know,
yeah.
He said something stupid. It was, and it, you play the character and shut your.
But you
face.
Know, Joe, I think when Christmas comes, he's going to change.
Oh, do you?
I do, Joe. I don't think he'll say stupid things come Christmas.
He's going to change out of a Santa outfit because he ain't going to be doing that.
All right, we'll answer your questions about cybersecurity. Don't go anywhere. Pip, dip into the old yam bag and tell me what you find.
Okay, well, we got a question from Roger from Ohio.
Roger from, I know Roger in New York.
No,
I like
not
to take
that
those
Roger.
Questions around 3 a.m.
Not that Roger. But,
I got a question. Call me later.
call me later and ask you.
Now, don't make fun of our fan.
I'm not making fun of our, well.
No, right. You're making fun of a different Roger.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Roger, in Ohio.
Yes. Well, Roger asked, while I'm on social media, I'm tempted to sign some of the political petitions online, but I'm not sure I want a list floating around out in cyberspace with my information in it. Are these petitions safe? And so the answer really depends, because you actually have to do a little homework if you're going to go on one of those sites and you're going to sign one of those petitions.
Mm-hmm.
And you should Google the site and see if it comes up on you know, complaints from people saying that they've been on that site and all of a sudden they got a lot of spam.
You also want to see if that site's been hacked.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes these sites are legitimate and then they get hacked. And then everything's out there. I know it happens. It happens.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you're dealing with... And it's not like, you know, if... It's not like it matters if it's like a liberal site or a conservative site, because there could be problems on either one.
Oh, there's problems. That's why that's why I go to the Green Party site. Very quiet.
Oh, I'm sure.
They won't let you print anything.
Really? Oh, nice.
Oh, look at you.
Well, you know, if you're uncomfortable about the information that they're asking you, you should also really, you know, be cautious.
Well, define information, your credit card, you know, like address, Social Security. It sounds kind of silly, but sometimes if they're, you know,
you gotta assume,
what are they asking you?
You got to right. assume anything you put out there can be open to the public.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you got to assume if it's on the if you're putting it anywhere on the internet, it might not stay where you want it to stay.
Yeah.
So that being said, you don't want to put credit card information, as you said.
Right.
You don't want to put your
what's
social
your
security
phone number, social security
I wouldn't,
number.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put my phone number out
no.
there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put my address, but you can.
Well, sometimes with petitions,
they want to know where you are because
they're
local.
They want to know where you are. You know, maybe they're doing some kind of demographic study to see, you know, where people are, or, you know, if it's particular to a state, they want to see, is this your address? Are you even one of our constituents?
Maybe they're registering illegals to vote. You know, there could be all sorts of things.
Well, but that's really point. If anybody's asking you your social security number or like banking information, you should just back away.
Right,
from
like
that,
right?
Or,
except if I call you and ask for it.
Right, but you know, or your address or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just a simple poll, they shouldn't be asking you that stuff in the first place. You know?
Right. Oh, and but they vary what they're asking.
Right.
How
they,
much
each
information
one, not,
they ask for.
And it doesn't depend. You know what? A petition isn't more, you know, on the money, depending on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's politics, go, well, this must be legitimate. And if it's like, how many stripes do you like on a zebra? Well, this is illegitimate. And the topic has nothing to do with it.
73.
No. But what?
How many?
73.
No. Sorry, you're wrong.
But what, actually,
collective danger.
One of the things that you're opening up for, the more of these kind of, if you're not doing your homework and finding out that these are legitimate sites, the more information you're putting out there about yourself, the more you're opening yourself up for phishing. And that is when scammers are sending you an email, for example, and they'll put a link on it, and they're trying to lure you to click on that link because maybe it has a virus, maybe it's going to bring you to a site they want you to go to, maybe it's going to be able to get into your computer,
they
get your information.
Also, when they get your information, they see you're interested in a cause.
Right.
It makes them easier. It makes it easier for them to get into your life as, say, a romance scammer.
Right.
And like they find you on Match.com, for example, and they say, "Oh, I have these same interests too."
Mm-hmm.
So there's a match, and next thing you know,
Google the organization as well, because basically, I mean, it seems that if you can Google anything, on an organization, they'll bring it up. They'll have comments. It just is amazing how many people get into things and have experiences with things where you can go in. These people are legit. These people are not legit. You know, and you can find out. It takes 2 seconds to do so. Google it.
You also want to check out the privacy policy. Because each petition has different privacy policies. Some will say, you know, we're going to, you know, this is open to the public and people are going to get your other information. Some will say, we're not going to sell it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And some will say, well, it might get sold to a third party. And you need to make a decision. Am I comfortable with
that?
Sure. I don't like my information sold because then my email gets filled up with things.
You get spam bombed.
And I've used 3 enlargements and I don't believe them. So I don't need any more. So I'm staying off those sites.
You like photography, huh?
I do. I like the shadows cast.
Bong, 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 bong. Oh, sorry. That was sound effects for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
But they have like very simple little things where you're saying, you know, I like zebras or I like koalas or I'm very passionate about animals. Well, now the spammer knows to send me something about, do you want to save animals? Click here. And now I've gone and done it, you know, but you have to be careful how much information about yourself and your interests you're putting out there. Even, you know, reputable sites also sometimes get hacked. And like Davin said before, you have to go on Google and keep up
to
date.
You can use DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo?
You
okay.
can use whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Google's not sponsoring the show. We've done enough promoting for the Google.
You can use DuckDuckGoose, too. Always nice to play a little game between things. But anyway, you know, just watch the information that they're asking. Are they asking too much information for what they're posting?
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel uncomfortable with what they are asking, even though it's legit, you know, don't fall for it. Don't go in.
The good thing is a lot of these sites, they have a place where you can click on to remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do that again, you got to make the decision. Maybe you don't care. I would care.
Yes.
I don't like my stuff out there.
Yeah.
But you know what? Maybe you want to meet interesting people from Malaysia and Africa. Who am I to, who am I to judge your hobbies?
Don't yell at me about my pen pals from Ghana. Yeah. We've talked enough about this.
More dangerous than I suspected.
Yes, really. Well, and the other thing is just because you think that you've been safe, even if it's a company that's legitimate, we see on the news all the time that they get hacked into and things. And so then all of a sudden your information is out there. It's sold to other people on the dark net. And so it could happen any place.
Any place. And like I said, you know, major companies, too. I remember several years ago when Target got hacked.
Yeah.
And they got in all that information.
Last year.
I think it was 2 years ago. But nonetheless, you know, a big organization like that got hacked where they were offering ID protection services free to everybody that was a cardholder.
Mm-hmm. If you ask Jill Stein, maybe Wisconsin got hacked. Anything can get hacked.
True. And it's actually signed online.
And if you ask Jill Stein, she'll just be happy you asked her anything.
They remembered her name.
She might ask
you wanted me to know what I think?
Ask me. She might ask you for a five or a hundy, yeah. But she'll have a conversation. She's got time.
And maybe instead of signing on a you know, an online petition, maybe you should do some, you know, real activism. You should make phone calls to government representatives, write an old-fashioned letter, an email
that
or something.
Yeah, that sounds like it's work.
No, it does, but it's more effective.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in that. All right. thank you guys for hanging out. Follow the show on Twitter at Davins and follow us and like us on Facebook. You can listen to the whole show uninterrupted, uncensored, all the parts that you don't hear in this part, all the old shows. You go to davinsden.com. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.